Amen.
Let me talk about something I call all nations praise. This is probably going to be my shortest sermon in 2025. Some people know that I'm not given to short sermons. I went to preach somewhere recently. Well, I didn't go to preach. I went there and they gave me the mic. And the time they gave me, I didn't use all the time. The pastor now said, do you preach that short? I said, you should go and ask them in Victory House. I said, God have mercy. I was just being nice. The day that I hold the mic, you will know that Jesus indeed is Lord. Psalm 67, all nations praise. All nations praise. I'm still going to have mommy come and she's going to bless us. There's something that you can get from that. I really believe God scripted this service because he wants some people to have landmark, ancient kind of things. Something that is older and better than you. Something that comes, that is dated, but is fresh, is going to come upon you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 67, I'll read everything, the old verses, 1 to 7. The Bible says, God, well, you know, if you wanted to read to the chief musician, but the verse 1 says, God be merciful unto us and bless us. Let me say that again, if somebody will catch it. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us in this month of October for the remaining part of 2025. In the name of Jesus. Verse 2 says that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among the nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield and increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. Verse 7 says, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. All nations praise. All nations praise. If you are a student of the Bible, in the beginning of scriptures, you meet God, and not too long after you have met God, you met man. Not too long after you have met man, you probably met the devil. And then somewhere along the line, it seems like the equation of God changed, or the creation of God changed. And then fast forward, they get to Genesis 11, you begin to see that the Bible says men decided to build a tower. And this man, the reason was to seemingly not follow the pattern of God. The way God wanted it was not the way they wanted it. And they wanted to go in a different direction. And the Bible said, eventually, in that Genesis 11, that God confused their language. And you may soon think that the fact that God confused their language was not something that God wanted. God didn't want variety. God just wanted one homogeneous system and all of that kind of thing. But you will be wrong. Because God has always been interested in all colors. God is not the God of the white. God is not the God of the brown. God is not the God of any race. God is the God of all race. God has always been interested in colors. He has always been interested in people. And that is why this scripture that we started with this morning is telling us that all the nations, all the people, just in case you didn't get the idea and the instruction when he said all nations, he now said all people. Because it is possible that in a nation, you don't have only just one nation, just like in the United States, just like in this room this morning. There are many of us that have different roots. Some of us can speak more than one language. There are some of us that speak other languages that people do not even know that you can speak those languages. Why? Because God is a God that has always been interested in nations and languages and people. And the reason God has been interested in this has always also been the reason God has been interested in man all from the beginning. In Revelation chapter 4 verse 11, the Bible said the reason God created creation is that creation was created for the creator. Creation was not just created for itself. We don't exist for ourselves. The reason you are hearing me this morning is not because of you. You are not sitting here this morning. We don't have colors of many nations just so that we can have colors. Just so that we can say, this is my country. This is our national anthem. This is our pledge of allegiance. Those things are not, there's nothing wrong in them. But this is why God created man. He says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive what? Glory. To receive what? Honor. To receive power. For thou hast created all things. That means human beings. That means fish. That means vegetation. You have created all things. And the reason you created it is you created it so that they will give you pleasure. Why did God create mosquito? Mosquito was not created for what you think it does. Especially some people that have been to some part of the world where mosquito is still a thing. Amen. And this thing goes very annoying sound in your ears like this. And sometimes, for some people, you know, who have experienced those kind of things, and if you have not experienced it, I bless God for your life. Amen. But you hear this annoying sound, and sometimes you hear it at a time the sleep was about to go to the next level. And this mosquito will break transmission. And there will be no more transmission because immediately you are trying to, you know, get awake and all of that. That's not really the reason why mosquito was created. Because in fact, most of the things that you see now, they are not doing they are not complying to the reason why they were created. It was sin that made a lot of creation to be corrupted. Corruption came as a result of sin. But the reason God created everything on earth is so that they will give him pleasure. And this morning, he still wants you to know that you can give him pleasure. He wants you to give him pleasure with your life. Your life is not your own. Your life is not about you. It's so that he can have pleasure from your life. And so at this year's Call of Nation, I want to ask you, is God getting pleasure from your life? Is God getting pleasure from how you are living your life? Can it be said that your life to God is a thank you? Many years ago, I heard our general overseer, Pastor Yi Adeboye, tell a story. Well, not tell a story. He was praying after a particular convention. And he had said everything he wanted to say in the prayer. And the next thing he now said was that, Father, we thank you, but Lord, let our life be a thank you. I believe the best gift you can give to God is not your money, it's not your body. It's a life that when God looks at your life, God will say, this life is giving me thank you. Because they were created, for all things were created to give him what? Pleasure. Say with me, say my life. You can say it louder. Say my life will give God pleasure. Acts chapter 17, 24 to 28. Acts 17, 24 to 28. This is Paul at Areopagus speaking to philosopher. It's as if this is Paul speaking in Chicago today. Because I have met many people. They will tell you that this God thing is an African thing. This God thing is not relevant to now. How can you be talking about God when there is AI? How can you be talking about God when you are in a country like America? There are so many people that don't do God and are doing well. But look at what Paul said here. And I hope you read this and understand what he's saying here. In verse 24 of Acts chapter 17, the Bible says, he said, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples. He doesn't stay in buildings. He's too bigger. He's too big for buildings because the creator is greater than what was created by the creature. Then verse 25 says, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Verse 26 says, and made of one blood. God made of one blood. Listen to that statement. God made of one blood all nations of men. So that is why the color of blood in Nigeria is the color of blood in America. The blood that flows through you is the same blood that flows through all humanity. But superseding that one is that when you give your life to Christ, you now even have another blood that is flowing through you. I know some people call themselves blue-blooded people, but we are Christ-blooded people. A Christ-blooded person is even better than a blue-blooded person. You know, the people that call themselves blue-blooded
blooded people. They call themselves royals, but we are more than royals. We are royals and spirituals because we are kings and we are priests. And from Jesus Christ now, God even wants this blood to find expression more and more. He says that to dwell on all the face of the earth and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of the habitation. Talking about countries and boundaries and the things that limit them. He says that they should seek the Lord. The reason for nations, the reason for people, the reason for all the nations is still God. God is the reason. God is the why. If you are going to ask me a question, why America? God. Why Nigeria? God. Why? God. And sometimes the devil wants us to think that it's every other thing, because he will say, well, some people are saying God bless our country, but it seems as if God is not there. Let me tell you the truth. If you buy that lie, you will soon see what a godless society can look like. It was as soon as we started removing God in many places that other things started coming into the place. There was a time, even in this country, that you can mention God in universities. I remember before I finished my program here in Illinois Institute of Technology, several years ago, I used to lead a campus fellowship, and they told us, they say you can't mention the name of Jesus in this building. And to some people, they think those things are, well, they are trying to be sensitive to other people. But the people that told us don't mention Jesus, there are other people mentioning other things there. If they want to do an Islamic thing, they'll say, well, they are minorities, let's just encourage them. Excuse me, sir. I don't have a problem if they mention their own, but I have a problem if you can allow them and disallow us. I have a problem when you feel that in the name of freedom of one person, you put bondage on the other person. But you see, that's what starts to happen when people want to take God out. But let me tell you, the reason for nations is that they may seek the Lord. If aptly they might feel after him and find him, though he's not far from every one of us. God is closer than close can be. He's not far. And this morning, you are in this room. You don't know Jesus. He's close to you. The reason for Colors of Nation is not just so that we can come and dance, which is part of it, and I will say a few things about that in the next few minutes. But is that so that you will know the God that made the nations? There is a God that made the languages. There is a God that made all these tongues that you have heard. He hears them clearly. He does not need Google Translate. He does not need a translator. If you speak in your language, he hears clearly. And he can speak to you clearly. I like when Paul was speaking in Acts chapter 9. He said, I heard God speak to me in the Hebrew tongue. I have heard God speak to me in Yoruba language before. I've told you, I've shared this very recently. God told me this. And I had it in Yoruba. Anytime, wo, to wo run. That's what he told me. God, too, I had it. And I know what it means to me, too. In English, it just means somebody that is supposed to be watched, that is watching other things. And maybe that's something to somebody, too. Because there are some of you are watching so many other people on social media. And God, by his design, he wants you to be watched. It's okay to celebrate other people, but you can't celebrate them and forget what God has called you to do. Focus on what God has called you to do, and very soon you'll be the focus. You'll be the one that everybody is looking at, and everybody will also be congratulating you. And can I go ahead and say to somebody, in this month, for the remaining part of this year, there will be loud congratulations in your home. You don't believe it. If you believe it, say, believe it, amen. So God wants us to seek him. And this morning, what we are going to do is seek him. One of the ways we are going to seek him is that we are going to seek him with our praise. We are going to raise an altar of praise in this building this morning. We are going to celebrate him as if everything depends on him, because it does depend on him. We are going to praise him as if we have lost our mind, because really we don't need our mind when we can put our mind in his hand. Because there is the mind of Christ, and we can allow that mind to so envelope us and bring ourselves low, so that in the days to come it will take us high. And so this morning I am saying to you that God wants to be sought, and the way he wants to seek us, to especially seek him this morning, is to give him all kinds of good praise. Let me say this to you, that in that scripture that we just read, the Bible kept saying, let all the people praise him. Let all the people praise him. Let all the people. That statement is a statement of permission. That means that praise is not automatic. Praise does just not happen. You make it happen. You know, I know some of us will see so many people, or you will see people today dancing. You've seen people today dancing. It's not everybody that is dancing that has every reason to dance. There are people that will dance in this room, and normally speaking, they should not be dancing because of what happened yesterday, because of what happened last week. But because the Bible says you can make praise happen. You can allow praise to happen. You can cook up praise. You can do like a woman in the kitchen and make praise like a soup. You can start with something and add other kinds of ingredients and come out, and by the time people smell that aroma, it's a good soup. Why? You made it. Today we are going to make praise happen. Let me share with you a few things that can help you to make praise happen. If you are going to make praise happen beyond your feeling, you have to be mindful. You have to be mindful. You have to bring your mind to it. You have to walk your mind there. You have to help your mind. One of the most interesting part of man is that man has a soul. And in the soul of man, that is where you have the will of man, you have the emotions of man, and you have the intellect of man. You see, but in that will of man, or that soul of man, you see your will, you can make your will to lead other parts of your soul. You can make your will to lead your emotions. You can make your will to even lead your intellect. You can make a decision. You can decide by looking at the works of the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 8 from verse 3. It says, when I consider the heavens, when I look at the works of your hand, when I look at the works of your fingers, when I look outside, when I'm driving to work, when I look at the clouds, when I look at what you have already done, I have to come to a place where I would wonder, what is man that thou visited him? So the more thoughtful you are, the more grateful you can become. The reason why some people are not grateful to God is not because God has not done anything, is because they are not thoughtful. So this morning you have to be mindful and thoughtful. In Psalm 103 and verse 2, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. And forget not. If there is anything about human beings, we forget too soon. There are people that have forgotten that some things happened in 2025. You know that prayer that you were praying a lot about in 2024, it still happened not too long ago. You have quickly forgotten it because you are looking for more things. For example, now, I had forgotten that the first day we started our service was October 5th. It's God that reminded me this morning. I had forgotten. Why? You are looking for the new building. Oh God, there's a big building. You put it ahead of you. You are running with the vision. You want God to do something large, something big, something landmark. Amen. He will do that. But what about the things that he has done? Forget not his benefit. Excuse me, do you know breath is a benefit? There's one musician that sang. He says, I'm a benefit boy. You are a benefit man. You are a benefit woman. The fact that you can breathe this morning, that's a benefit. Do you know that being saved is a benefit? Do you know that it's not everybody that even had the opportunity the way you had the opportunity to be saved? I have met people. I remember when I was in that school that I mentioned the other time, I met somebody and I started to talk about God. And he said, what is God? What is God? Not who is God. What is God? So many of you woke up to life not to know that God is a what. You woke up to is a who. You know somebody that knows God. That's a benefit. And the biggest part of it is that not only that did you were born around people that knew about God, some of you, or many of us in this room, we have second life. Anybody that is born once will die twice. Anybody that is born once is going to die twice. But anybody that is born twice will die once. In fact, let me say the truth. Anybody that is born twice will really not die. It's going to exchange from life to life. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you are born twice, you are going to live forever. If you are born once, you are going to die and die again. Because if you are not born by life, you cannot have life. There was a day that death died. And the day that they died, anybody that put themselves and their hope in Jesus, they can bring the day that they died even into the present day. So much so that in the present, death can die. And you don't have to be afraid of death, because when you close your eyes, you are present with the Lord. In fact, you will be more alive when you are not here than when you are here. Why? Because then I will see him face to face. I will see him as he is. Then I will be singing endlessly. Then it will be colors of nations without end. We'll be hearing languages. I'll be seeing my Lord. I'll be seeing my Savior. It's a benefit, oh, if you have it. I'm telling you why you have to dance this morning. Because you're a benefit boy. You're a benefit girl. You're a benefit woman. Many, many benefits. I'm beginning to say, even being in this nation is a benefit. Can somebody say amen? Yes, there are many things we want to change in this nation. You see, so many things. So many things. I can't even begin to number them. But hear me. This nation is a blessing. I'm always grateful that I'm in this nation. I'm grateful that God still has plan for America. And no matter the problem, I will not join the people that will say, God damn America. No, I will say, God bless America. Can somebody say, God bless America? Never join them to pull down what you want to stay up. Never join them. No matter what is going on, don't join them. Don't join them. Don't say they. That's their country. It's our country. What the sole of your feet shall step upon, I will give it unto you. You say, pray for the your Jerusalem. Pray for the land that you have been taken into. You say, they that love it shall prosper. They that love it. Love America. Love America. Pray for America. Sometimes some people say, my country. And the country they are talking about is the one they left. If that is so your country, why are you now here now? Go there. I mean, without prejudice, some people that do some programs during the year, they will now carry all their car, put all kind of flag, and be making noise and disturbing all of us. And I'm like, excuse me. If you are going to do this for another nation that you have left, do it for America when it's July 4th. You will not do it for America July 4th. And then you will not say, one day is one May, something. You will now be disturbing everybody. Excuse me, stop it. If you want to do that, go back to where you came from and go and be doing that. But here, we are Americans. Can somebody say amen? Somebody say, well, Pastor E, I am an American. I can say more about that American part, but let me not go that route. So we bless God for because of his benefit. We are mindful. We think about his benefit. It's a benefit. And there are many other benefits that you can begin to mention. Some of you have good wives. Kailemena Zekelabalala. Hi! The good food. You know the food that you eat. There are times that the memory of food that I've eaten in my house makes my heart to rejoice. And I celebrate God. For the day that man was giving food. Amen to Jesus. The gift of good food. Some people do not know that it is a blessing to eat good food. Hot, spicy, on point. Nothing missing. Nothing broken, nothing lacking. Glory to Jesus. The blessing. Don't forget. Don't skim on it. Every now and then I say, thank God for my wife. Thank God for my children. You know, I've come to this realization that God just gives people things. I'm telling you. Wife, good children. You know, that, some of these things, you can't labor for it. You can't labor. You have children that respect that, you know. Sometimes I'm just honored. Pastor Jose was telling me the other day that one of his sons was praying in the night by himself. That's a benefit. Aha! That's a benefit in the United States. A young boy, and he doesn't need things the way some of us needed things. The thing that brought some of us into this business of prayer was the thing that was chasing us. Because there was a lion chasing us some days before we wake up. There are even some people in this room. When you look at 9 o'clock news yesterday, you will now wake up in the night to pray. And say, oh God, arise, arise and defend me. But this boy doesn't have that problem. And he's praying. You don't think that's a benefit? A beautiful benefit. The other day, my daughter told me, she said, I now speak in tongues. I said, eh? I was happy. I was excited. Do you know when I spoke in tongues? I was in my teens. Well, the real tongues, though, because we were around church, and when we see all this, we just join the drama. But the real one, when you see all of this, it's a benefit. Look at your neighbor, say there is a benefit. Think about his benefit. So, to make praise happen, you have to be thoughtful. To make praise happen, you don't wait to feel it, but you will to do it, and you will feel it. Don't wait. I am saying some of the things I've said so far this morning because I want to get you to be interested in praising God this morning. It's a decision. It's a decision. I will decide that this service, I will do what I've not done before. I will dance like I've not danced before. It's a decision. I will. When you decide, your body will follow your decision. There are many times we have had bad news. We have seen things that didn't work in the way we wanted to work. But if you make up your mind, I will. One of the biggest words in English that you can offer, or maybe not utter, but you can use, is I will. Especially in the direction of God. I will praise the Lord. I will today dance for God. I will be joyful. Those things are decisions. They are not happenings. You decide, and then every other thing will begin to make it happen. I can decide I'll be joyful. You may not be able to will to be happy, but you can decide to be joyful. Being joyful is not an emotional thing. It's a decision thing. I can be joyful. How can Acts chapter 16 from verse 25 happen when the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas praised the Lord? You know, the Bible was very clear that it was midnight. The reason they mention midnight is not so that you know the time of the day. It was a midnight issue. They were in between worlds. They don't know whether they were going to live or going to die. They were in the middle. The midnight. What do you do in your midnight? What do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do when all that you know to do, you have done it and they didn't work? Do you know there are midnights of life? There are midnights of life. Some of the things you have heard in church, they told you, and you did it. Even this praising God that I'm talking about, you've done it. But nothing's changed. But you can still will. Even when there is no fruit on the vine. Even when there is nothing that looks like it. Let me tell you, one of the best times to lift up a praise to God is when you think it does not look like it. When it doesn't look like it, your praise in those seasons becomes sacrifice of praise. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15. Let us therefore continually offer unto God the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, giving praise to him. So this morning, you can make a decision. You don't have to have a reason to know. You don't have to know or have a reason to praise God, because God himself is the reason. He doesn't have to have done anything. 2025 does not have to have been the landmark yet. But there is a landmark God. You can praise God because he himself is enough reason. I just praise you for who you are. I celebrate you for who you are. And let me say this in closing. One of the reasons why you make praise happen is the effect of our praises on our nation. Hear me and hear me very well. You can do something in one room and it can affect every other room. In Acts chapter 2, they were in one room. They were in one room. They didn't know that God was going to fix the problem in Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11, the language scattered. By Acts chapter 2, the language came together. What God did in Acts chapter 2 was to fix the problem that happened with Genesis chapter 11. And what God did was that the Bible said they were in one accord. They were praying. And most of the prayer they were praying, because when they started to pray in tongues, the Bible said, we had them praising God in our language. So Acts chapter 2 was the correction of Genesis 11. And the way God corrected it was that the people praised God in many languages and in many tongues. And the problem was fixed. And this morning, I want us to
add our praise together. Sing in this, in languages that are new to you. Dance in another language. Sing in tongues. Because what God will do with it is that it will affect all the nations. Because that scripture we read, Psalm 67 says, let all the people praise you. Let all the people pray. Then shall the earth yield their increase. Hear me. Some of us think we have seen something in 2025. You watch what will happen if you are intentional today. You watch what will happen if you are serious today. This thing is not going to affect only this room. It will affect this nation. Oh, don't you think that when we pray here, when we gather here, it's only for here. It will affect America. There are flags that you are holding now because of the incense that will rise to heaven. There will be a voice. There will be a mercy that will be released in those nations. So, that is what is going to happen with our praise this morning. I want you to bow down your heads to God and intentionally say, I will join this praise. I will. I decide that I am going to be participant here. I will not be onlooker. I will today. Somebody is saying, Pastor, you talked about dying twice. I don't want to die twice. Dying once is bad enough. How can I die twice? Oh, you can be born twice. You are not born again. You don't know Jesus. You can be born twice. You, right where you are, just put your hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. That simple. That simple. Somebody say, well, Jesus has come into my heart, but I've just been living for myself. Because the way you have portrayed God today, you are saying that God wants us to seek him. Pastor, I want you to pray for me that God will help me to seek him. You too, put your hand on your chest and say, God, I receive grace from this place to seek you. And somebody is saying, I've forgotten the benefits of God. Today, I don't want to forget his benefit. I want to remember his benefit, and he will be glorified in my life. Thank you, Father.